Let's get going today. Murphy, I wanted you to know that there are several, you know, comments, questions, good vibes coming in for you from our Instagram and Facebook pages and about you having an MRI to try to figure out what's going on with your vision right now.
The double vision thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. And yeah, I mean, for anybody that has claustrophobia, I think I was close on this. They did, you know, give me a little bit of sedation. It wasn't enough at the beginning for me to do the tilt back in the chair, and which almost embarrassing. This is an open MRI. I should be able to do that. You know what I mean?
There's still something in your face.
Yeah. And so it's like wearing a little football helmet. And then I was sitting up straight and there was actually a TV in front of me. So,
ooh.
Right. So
what'd you watch?
Plenty of distractions.
Change the channel with your mind in that helmet.
I finally got actually reasonably calm, you know, and was able to focus through the rest of it. And because I was in there for almost an hour.
Yes.
And yeah, and that's long to be sitting. You can't move. It's very difficult for me to do that. Between the claustrophobia and not being able to move and reposition, because think about it, anybody kind of, that's why you roll over in your sleep, you know?
That was my problem when I had an MRI last year. Like, I was fine in the lay down closed MRI, but it was just like, I really can't move.
Yeah.
I kept saying, no, ma'am, you need to be still.
I was also very captive to, you know, TV, which I don't really watch a whole lot of TV. And since I was watching it for an hour, it was amazing to me how I now know and can recite to you every single lawyer in town.
Injury?
Because every single lawyer, and I'm not joking, it's injury, like every single lawyer that I know was advertised. I'm like, wow, you know?
Have you been injured in a truck wreck?
Anyway, you know, I mean, but it was the gentleman who was helping me, you know, the tech, was like, he couldn't have been more awesome. I mean, because he sees people every day who are claustrophobic, you know, and so he was very patient with me, made me comfortable, and, you know, just the only way to go to do something is to go through it, right? And so that's what I did.
By the way, what channel were you watching? What, HGTV?
No.
They had the same channel on, by the way, in the waiting room, because I was in the waiting room.
Oh, yeah?
Same deal.
Were you impressed I didn't need you in the room this time?
Actually, I was happy for you that you did. I expected them to come grab me and, you know, you need me. But if I had gone back in there, it would have taken me 20 minutes to take off all of my jewelry to be near that machine.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful because he handed me my man card when I walked back out.
Okay. On the way, three things to know today at 6:50. And coming up next, the most dangerous appliance in your home. It's not in the kitchen. What do you think is the most dangerous appliance in your home? You guys want to take a guess, Mr. Safety?
I know that I'm Mr. Safety. The most dangerous appliance?
Well, one of the.
A space heater.
Oh, no, that's not it. Well, maybe.
Okay.
In some homes.
Maybe.
I mean, it can be.
Do you have an answer?
I hate to say it, but this time of year, people will use them, and unfortunately.
For children, you know, one of the most dangerous. Do you want to guess quick?
I was going to say blender or food processor.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
spinning blade? Hello?
And a spinning blade is a scary thing. You're correct. Good looking out. But that's not the number one currently, according to a recent study, and they studied it over a decade, so the last 10 years. Hair wands and curling irons cause a lot of burns, especially in children under the age of 10, requiring trips to the ER.
Now, you're talking hair burns or just hand burns because they grab them?
I mean, hand burns mostly, I'm sure. Now, I don't have the breakdown, but we saw that happen in real life. Do you remember? It's a painful day in our history, Murph.
I don't remember that.
The first house we lived in with the kids, the little house, I had a flat iron at the time plugged into the bathroom. I thought it was unplugged. It was not. Phoebe was little. Remember, she was a climber. She climbed up on the bathroom counter and she fell. And when she fell, the flat iron fell and so did she. And her hand landed on it.
No, how do I not remember that?
I don't know. Maybe you blocked it out, but it was traumatic for me. I blamed myself. I picked her up.
Yeah.
I carried her until she was crying, screaming, really. And I think I put her in your lap. You were sitting there and she was shaking like.
Yeah.
But, and we put, I think, cool water on it. You know, and
probably put ice on it.
She doesn't remember it. I do, though.
Don't bring it up.
I know. But it's just, it's so, honestly, a kid doesn't know not to grab that, especially if it's shiny and pretty.
Well, most of them, I would say many of, you know, flat irons, curling irons, they come with an automatic shutoff. After a while, they won't stay on beyond a certain amount of time.
They're saying they want new warning labels on curling irons and wands, and even, you'll like this even better, childproof locks. I'm thinking, I don't know how to, I guess some kids are turning them on.
Okay.
Who knows how many different ways they can be
hurt.
That
would make sense. Yeah.
Phoebe's was that the weight of her body landed on it and put her hand into it. So I know maybe we shouldn't tell her that story. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain.
You guys know who Marta Kaufman and David Crane are, don't you? Those
they
names.
Were the creators of the TV show Friends.
Correct, Murphy. Sorry, Sam, you lost that one.
I always watch the credits at the end of the show.
So they, you know, the other castmates made a joint statement earlier this week about the death of Matthew Perry, but the creators did as well this week. Of course, Matthew Perry being, for all of us, Chandler Bing.
I'm Chandler. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable.
You know that Marta Kaufman and David Crane met with him 2 weeks ago. They saw, they didn't.
Oh, really?
They saw him 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they were working on something or for what reason. They didn't disclose what reasonings, but they said he was actually chipper and he was doing well, which makes it even harder that he was doing well, taking care of himself. Right. And remember, we also heard this week from many people close to him that he had been clean for 2 years, which was almost unheard of him or unheard of for him because his addictions had been a roller coaster.
One of the stories I heard this week, too, and it could be hearsay, is that he loved his hot tub. Yeah. It's like his free time. He'd go in there. In fact, he told his housekeeper, I'm going to go hit in the hot tub. She ran an errand, came back, and found him.
Found him. Exactly. His book is still outselling the Britney book. Hmm. And Friends, the streaming has been bananas.
I'm sure
the number
it has
one thing being streamed right now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I want to ask you a question about holiday travel. Whether you should take the car for a long ride or take an airplane. All right, the holidays are coming up. A lot of us travel during the holidays. So a situation has presented itself in my family, but I got to ask everybody.
Okay. Sam.
If you had the choice of driving 12 hours to be somewhere or hopping on a plane and getting there.
Take off, baby. Well, where's my ticket?
It's economics, though, also.
Oh, yes, it is, of course.
If it's a $4,000 ticket to get the family members, you're probably
going
to drive.
Somebody ain't going.
Right. I want to do some FaceTime.
I guess it depends on, you know, when you book, and I haven't even checked airfares lately. There's a limit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. You hit that pain threshold of, okay, I'll drive the 12 hours.
This involves my son, Will, and his wife, Caroline. They're coming to visit for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it's a 12-hour drive. Oh. And I'd asked about airfare, you know, when y'all flying in, what airfare? Because they like to fly the super cheap airlines, the ones that only fly like at 11 o'clock at night.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And he said even the super cheap airlines are expensive, so they were going to drive.
12 hours.
And so I called his mom or texted his mom.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't call. Texted his mom. I was like, hey, you want to go in halves and buy him airfare? So we got back to Will, and it's like, here's what we want to do. And, well, turns out now they've decided they've resigned themselves to driving.
Because?
And they want to use the time to see stuff if they feel like it.
Nice.
So it's like, wait, so 12-hour drive is not necessarily a bad thing. They want to drive and be able to pull off and stop wherever they are if there's something comes up that they want to see.
Look, and they're a young married couple. They don't have children yet.
Exactly.
They can do
that. No pets, no kids.
You can be spontaneous that way.
Sure. Now, they're not just driving down on Wednesday and going back on Friday, huh? I mean, that would be tough.
Well, because they're driving 12 hours, they have to now.
I love that
story.
Yeah,
I even threw that in, Murphy. I was like, this will save 2 days of driving. Yeah, but so...
Well, that is, there is something to be said about slowing down and taking a scenic route and enjoying yourself.
Except, Murphy, please don't make me 12 hours in a car. I'm not a 12-hour in a car person.
Well, and you can trade off. They can trade off drivers, you know.
Yeah. And her birthday apparently is right after Thanksgiving. I don't mean apparently. I know her birthday is right after Thanksgiving.
Sweet.
I just found out.
So I'm excited. They will be in town for your chicken finger Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Yay. Yes, they are coming for chicken finger Thanksgiving.
So sweet.
Which now that I have that costume,
You're the chicken man.
Yeah.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, if you are looking for a password that's impossible to break, cybersecurity experts are now recommending, where it's allowed, meaning sites where it's allowed, using emojis. Oh. A typical password, you have fewer than 100 letters, you have numbers and punctuation symbols. However,
didn't know you could use
there
that.
Are 3,600 standard emojis, and who knows how many other special ones that can make it harder to crack. Huh. And they do believe that emoji passwords would be easier to remember than letter combos.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure, though, you're using a website or company, whatever, that accepts it. But it's the future of passwords.
Is it smile, Yay. Frown, cry, or cry, smile, frown?
Number two, the new holiday cups and the new menu is out today at Starbucks. Four new cups, new colors, greens and reds, of course. One of the cups is accented with a bit of magic and sparkles, they say.
Oh, okay.
And the standard favorites, peppermint mochas and caramel brulee lattes. And there's some new ones, an iced sugar cookie almond milk latte. Whew, remember that one.
Yeah.
And number three, the Texas Rangers won the World Series for the first time in the team's history.
It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
In their 63-year history, first ever.
Kind of funny or ironic, the guy who was struck out as the last batter, the yes. same one who stole the base in the first game and got everybody free tacos.
Wow. Three things to know today. Ladies and gents, I guess, if you've ever struggled with your eyebrows, I want to tell you there's something cool coming.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what kind of struggles you meant specifically.
I mean makeup.
Yeah. I have struggles, but it's these wild hairs.
Just pluck them then.
Oh, I do, but guess
have
what
someone
they do.
Straighten them. They come right back.
Why, and why do they come back wild? I don't
because
understand.
You're alive.
That. Yeah, but it's like, does the same follicle have to constantly produce the same S-shaped wiry?
Yeah, the same follicle is the same. That's what I think.
Okay.
Sorry. I look out for you on that front, Murph. You
know
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I have no one to look out for me.
I'll do it for you too if you want me to.
Look, okay. The next time I see it cast a shadow, I'll let you know, Sam.
That's what friends do for each other.
My eyebrow here hit the microphone. Bonk.
Doink. Okay, so the other night, the other day, rewind to Halloween here. And Phoebe, our youngest daughter, came into the studio and she did my makeup. She helped with Murphy's beard, his hangover beard.
Yeah.
But she did all of my Madonna makeup. And it was so cute. I showed her one or two pictures of Madonna from the Vogue era. And I said, this is what I want you to do.
She forgot the mole, but that's all right.
I know. We forgot the mole. Whatever.
Oh, we were in a hurry.
We were running late. So she did everything right. The contour, the shading, the eye shadow, but what she really nailed were the eyebrows. She drew them dark and she drew them sort of long the way Madonna, like she did them and she did them quickly. And she said, look at them and double check that you like them. And I hold up the mirror. I'm like, okay, but they don't look exact. She goes, wait, Mom, understand. Eyebrows are supposed to be like cousins, not twins. I'm like, oh, right. So
really?
Try to make them exactly identical because there's no... That's not realistic. Now, they do need to be as similar as you can possibly get because you're trying to make them symmetrical.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah. Well, it's a makeup term. Why would you? Cousins, not twins. That's an eyebrow rule. But here's what's up. If you do struggle with eyebrows, putting them on, how to shade them, how to make them, straightening them, shaping them, I'm going to get her to join me on Facebook Live next week.
Ooh.
Pinning her schedule. And I'm going to have her do my eyebrows. A little improvement on what I naturally do, because I kind of brush upwards. She doesn't agree with
that. Let her do Murphy, too. She can do a surprise.
Okay.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50. And next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, according to the self-proclaimed queen of Christmas, it's time to start celebrating.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, it's that time of the year again.
Sure is.
Mariah Carey can't just start Christmas. She's got to make a production of it. Have you seen the video?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, she's in this giant block of ice, and there's a bunch of people in the Halloween costumes, and they're blow-drying it and trying to release Mariah, and she comes out of the block of ice. Here we are. Let's get the block open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she launches into it.
Dude.
Well, not many people can hit that note.
No. By the way, she has got a longer tour this year for Christmas, so if you're interested.
Yeah,
it's already
it's
got
her
like
time.
20 million views on Instagram, that little video there.
Wow.
Dua Lipa is about to drop some new music on us. You want me,
I want you, baby. I love her voice.
Here's the thing, too. If you like the sound of this, well, the new stuff is going to be a little different. She says she's leaving the 2020s disco pop sound that she had from Future Nostalgia. And she says she's going to be more 1970s era psychedelica.
Let's do it.
So all we've got so far on Instagram is like a 2-second clip, but here you go. Tell me all the ways you'll need me. That's it.
Wow.
You're okay.
Is like a blending of Katy Perry and Adele.
Yeah, and it just sounds so smooth. It doesn't sound like she's straining
voice.
That voice.
Mm-hmm. She's not.
Don't have a clue on when the album's coming out. The song is called Houdini. Also don't know when that's coming out. I guess whenever she's been leaving lots of clues in the past week, so maybe that'll be soon.
Nice.
We'll get to see that one.
Sweet.
And I know you really have been waiting for this one, but we got the big summer tour coming next year. They're calling it the Summer of 99 Tour. Mm-hmm. It's Creed.
I didn't know they were even together.
That's right. Their first shows in 12 years. Their first album, or their first like performing together since like 2009. They're going to kick it off in July in Green Bay, go all the way through September.
Yeah.
It's called the Summer of 99 Tour. I've looked it up. I don't know why. I don't know what happened in 99 because they formed in 94.
Well, it was probably their big year, maybe their biggest year.
When they had their one hit. Opening act, Three Doors Down, Sometimes Finger 11, Daughtry, Switchfoot, and Tonic. So there's a lot of cool opening acts.
That's all good. And they had more than one hit.
Okay, so they had three hits.
Yeah, they just all sounded the same.
Yeah. Okay. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Hollywood Outsider is next.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain.
In the Hunger Games world, we know that the movie The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is landing in theaters this month, and it's in the Hunger Games world.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Lawrence spoke up recently and said she would 100% be down to come back and play Katniss again.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone and everything.
And while that's really cool, the producers and even the author of the series, Suzanne Collins, says as much as we love her and we love Katniss, that story is complete. Her arc is done.
Oh, there's always origin stories, though.
They're not going to write her in, is what they're saying. So we shall see. Something dropped yesterday, and it's really cool, and we're going to get more of them. Mean Girls. They're sort of back together, okay? Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey Chabert got together for a Walmart commercial, and we got the first one yesterday.
At North Shore, some things never change. On Wednesdays, we still wear pink.
Get in, sweetie. We're going deal shopping.
But now we shop Walmart.
The only one that's missing is Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
So far, maybe she would show up in one, because here's what's up. They're going to release one every Wednesday leading up to Black Friday, and then a new final one on Cyber Monday.
Everybody on social's gone gaga over it, too.
Because it's like watching the movie again, except Walmart deals, and then some other celeb like cameos in it. It's really fun, and they're promoting Walmart. Mean Girls.
Hey, coming up, we're going to check your Facebook and Instagram comments.
Yeah, more on eyebrows being cousins, not twins.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
It is our favorite thing to hear from you there and connect with you there. So let's jump right into it. We were talking about eyebrows. Phoebe doing our Halloween makeup and teaching me that eyebrows are supposed to be cousins, not twins. When I said, look, they're not identical, she's like, Mom, cousins, not twins. She always teaches me little lessons when she does my makeup. And there's a lot of strong feelings about eyebrows. Jennifer says, I've known people to shave them off and pencil them in for some reason, some unknown reason.
Well, you get them the way you like them that way.
It's true. Your eyebrows are your own.
Yeah.
I guess the reason, though, some people are very bothered and distracted by eyebrows, but they do, they're as powerful as a smile, because they almost dictate a mood. You know, you can look overly serious with eyebrows. You can look happy with eyebrows. Some of them are really high.
Just think about drawing two circles for eyeballs.
Right.
And then you take the eyebrows you draw and make them point downwards in the middle. He's mad.
Or
point upwards. He's inquisitive.
Right.
You know, you can do anything with
eyebrows are expressive.
Yeah.
Right. So they have real power. Melissa says, my mom shaved her eyebrows off as a kid by accident, and they barely grew back. She still has almost no eyebrows.
Really? Just by shaving them?
Yeah, careful what you do to your body hair.
The only time that I ever had a problem with that was on, I was lighting the grill, the barbecue grill one time.
Right, right.
And I had a small burst flash of, you know, flame.
Yeah.
And it singed my eyebrows and my arm hair.
Yeah, but
it all grew back.
It's all fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got no problem with hair growth, for sure. Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, Jody.
Thank you.
I got some pumpkin bread love here for you.
Oh, sweet.
Lisa says, I made your recipe and I love it. I hand it out and give it to people during the holidays and people love it.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Lisa.
By the way, Lisa, if you do charge for that, Jody gets
10%. Not true.
Marty wants to know if this can be put into a bread machine.
Marty, I have no idea. Ooh,
that's interesting.
I've never used a bread machine. I just use the oven with my regular basic baking recipe.
I have a bread machine. I need to try that.
Okay, that's a good project for you, Sam.
Yeah, that goes to you.
You
don't have to clean it. Yeah.
We love hearing from you. In fact, join the convo anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, more eye drops are being recalled by the FDA. And so it's kind of like, okay, which ones specifically? Well, the reason you're not getting that info is because it's 27 different brands of generic eye drops. So think, you know, Equate if you buy at Walmart. You think Up and Up if you bought at Target. These were also sold at CVS and many more stores. So here's what you do. You go to fda.gov/drugs and you can see the complete list.
Okay.
Inspectors found bacteria in the facility where those products were made. So go look and check it out. Number two, Walmart is reopening 117 remodeled stores tomorrow. They are revamping.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing specifically? Modernized restrooms. Yes, please. Mm. New fixtures, LED lighting, updated flooring, updated shopping carts. I think you've already checked that out.
Yeah, they're higher. I love it.
Grab and go sections.
Yes.
Better pharmacies. A dollar section.
I know. It's crazy.
They're spending $9 billion to upgrade and modernize the experience over the next several years.
Yeah.
And number three, if you want to lose weight, but you don't want to do like an Ozempic shot or can't do it, experts say fiber, lots of fiber to mimic what's happening in the bodies of those people who get those shots.
Yay, Metamucil!
Peas and pears and bananas and barley and oats. Go for it.
That's three things to know today.
So excited to offer to you at this time of the year, it's time. Family favorite Thanksgiving recipes. Our family favorites. Online, tons of recipes. Some of them, they're easy ones, like some copycats, some originals.
Succotash surprise.
No, it's not.
Most are fun to share, except for Sam's.
877-310-4MSJ to jump in anytime.
How are you, Robin?
First of all, love your show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to share a side dish that is a tradition with my family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It was, or is, my mother's homemade cranberry sauce.
Ooh.
Very simple to make, only three ingredients.
Yeah.
Which is the fresh cranberries, you know, you can buy in a bag at the produce section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Applesauce and sugar.
Okay.
And it, after you cook the cranberries, you strain them through so that you just get the juices, and then you can get rid of the shell.
I see.
And you mix in some sugar and applesauce. It is the consistency of applesauce.
Oh, nice.
And my family loves it. My husband and my sons and even some of my young grandchildren.
Right.
And what we often do, I mean, you would eat it with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't like cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving?
Well, totally.
Maybe but,
you guys have any love for the canned cranberry sauce?
Oh, who loves it?
Yeah, do you still like the other canned cranberry sauce when you can't have your mom's?
I do like the others.
Yeah.
But this is what I always make, and I don't offer any other.
Nice.
That's great, Robin. Thank you for sharing that with us. I would love to try that, but for me, I would have to get over the texture thing of applesauce. I can't eat applesauce.
Then you don't want to try that.
It doesn't. I don't have many texture things that are mine, and I know that it tastes. I can't. So my brain goes.
I won't be cooking
places.
And straining cranberries if you have a texture issue. You know what I'll be doing? Opening a can.
Yeah.
Check out the recipes. In fact, Sam, I'm super excited to remember that your mom's potato salad recipe is on there too.
Yeah, but you do have to make it in 10-pound batches.
Well, or you can do math.
Oh yeah, well,
and
yeah.
You can cut it. In
well, wait,
like
is
half.
Her actual recipe though the 10-pound?
10 pounds
batch?
Of yeah. potatoes is the first part of her recipe.
Does it taste the same when you cut it up?
Well, don't yeah. know, right? She always makes up 10 pounds.
She made 5 pounds once.
Oh, wow.
Once.
Keep it coming, and the family favorite recipes are there for you at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Yep, you can already get your hands on some Christmas candy. We'll tell you what's in the stores.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Hey, got some new Halloween Christmas candy.
Sorry.
It's November. Hey,
same week, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Brock's is dropping some elf-inspired candies, swirly twirly gumdrops, and candy cane forest mellow creams.
Oh, okay,
mellow
fun.
Mellow creams, that sounds yeah. fun.
If they look pretty, then I want to put them in a glass thing, like decorate with them, yeah. too.
With the matches?
No, I don't want... We're going to talk about the matches and Christmas before too long.
Okay.
So I really, with a bunch of people coming to stay with us, kids too, I don't want a barrel of matches.
Well, I think, look, considering, yes, that's a very smart idea.
Yeah.
All right, back to food, dude.
Yes, Sam.
Jet Puffed. What is wrong with my tongue today?
The marshmallows?
Yes, yeah. They are going to come out with marshmallow-flavored gummies and marshmallow-flavored candy canes.
Gummies, yay!
Interesting.
That sounds good.
Just eat the marshmallows. They're gummy
no,
enough.
No, there's something. No.
All right.
No.
Clausen, the pickle people.
Yeah?
They got a new holiday pickle ornament for you.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's got Clausen stamped on it, and inside you get some pickle gummy candies.
Again, gummies.
That's cute.
Have me at gummies.
Taste like pickles or they look like pickles?
Probably both.
Oh, an elf on the shelf. There's a new chocolate bomb with the elf on a shelf.
That's weird looking.
You can drop him into a chocolate, hot chocolate or something.
I know, but it looks like the elf, so that's strange.
Mommy, where's the elf on the shelf?
You drank him.
Right. Yeah, you're dropping the chocolate bomb, not the actual elf, into your chocolate. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's Eminem's favorite food?
Mom's spaghetti. He's
all right.
Mom's spaghetti.
He's got Mom's spaghetti. The restaurant opened in Detroit last year.
I know.
Well, there's been such a clamor for it that you can now order Mom's spaghetti sauce.
That's a cute Christmas gift for somebody.
Yeah. And he says it's not that all day type of sauce. It's just a simple simmering classic pasta sauce.
It's so strange to me for him to release this because the Mom's spaghetti
context,
in the shirt in the song is not good.
Yeah, the context
How
about some spaghetti sauce?
Well, I mean, for fans of Eminem though, right?
Yeah.
They don't care. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain.
Some really cool, I think it's cool, Scarlett Johansson news.
I've lived a lot of lives, but I'm done running from my past.
She's so awesome, and watch out for her. So she has started legal action against an AI company for using unauthorized use of her identity, her likeness, and her voice in an ad. I don't know why they thought they could do that. Remember, she took on Marvel, took Disney to court because of streaming issues, of them using her movies and not paying her for streaming use.
Yeah, she did that without the rest of the Avengers.
So they're dealing, she has a whole, yes, she did. She has a whole legal team, and but that's going to be something to watch in Hollywood because the AI situation is very real for everyone else in the entertainment business. So yay, ScarJo. Got some Alec Baldwin news, too.
Start with the participation awards, a.k.a. the losers.
He's so funny. He's had a rough go of it in his life for the last few years because of what happened.
Yeah.
And he still could face some charges in the death of that cinematographer, Helena Hutchins.
Oh, from the Rust movie, yeah.
But the news is that he wants to work from home. He wants to be in New York. He's a father of 8. He says he's considering doing a reality TV show with his wife and children.
Hmm.
So you could see what he's like behind closed doors if that goes forward.
Hey, could be funny.
My microphone is broke.
It's your Hollywood Outsider.
I want to return to, we were just doing the food dude a little while ago.
Yes, Sam.
And the food dude was interrupted by a family discussion.
About what?
Some turmoil at the Murphy and Jody house involving...
It's not
matches.
Turmoil yet.
Yeah. So you were saying What? The matches that you have from Murphy's house, Murphy's
to bring
parents'
anyone up
house.
To speed quickly, Murphy brought like 100 matchbooks, 100 or more,
yeah,
from your dad's collection.
Yeah. It's about 400.
Into our house. You wanted me to display them, or at least at first, instead, we just took them out of the Ziploc bags. I put them in glass containers. I had two sort of big vases and then a trifle bowl, and they're sitting in the family room, but they're matchbooks in glass, you know, sitting there on a table. I don't want to display them forever. You know, it's kind of cute to have them now, but we have company coming for Christmas. We have a total of 10 people in the house. Some of them are kids. Yeah. And I just feel like, you know.
I understand that. The kids
in a
are
month,
not,
we need to address this.
They're not going to appreciate, you know, Montgomery Ward matches the way some would because of the age of the fact the store doesn't exist anymore.
We can store them somewhere.
It's interesting to me.
Away.
I love the statement. They're kind of cute for now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't really pursued it any farther, Jody, because it will take so many bookcase things or whatever to display them. I don't want to be that guy either.
Yeah.
Here's the wall of matches.
Everybody keeps saying you can do shadow boxes.
No,
that's
you
not
can
me.
Do shadow
yeah.
boxes.
Yeah, that's well, not me. I don't have anything in my life in a shadow box. Certainly not matches that 400 matchbooks that.
And if you have it in a trifle bowl, aren't you going to need that for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. We travel for Thanksgiving. Oh. But Christmas.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll just weed down because there are a lot of duplicates, you know? Who needs five matchbooks of Jimmy Carter matches? Not
or
many
Nixon
people.
Nixon now?
Right, exactly.
No
there's,
one.
There's only one Nixon now. But, you know, there are things.
Remember, you can sell that one for $10.
Yeah, I'm not. It's, none of these are worth selling.
Run
actually,
home
I mean,
and
you
list
could
that.
Put it through the mail if you wanted to, you know?
Anyway, I just don't want it for the long run.
Look,
right
I'm,
now, it's there for you.
I just it's like anything else. You stick it in the corner, I don't see it. So I haven't seen
there
it.
There you
know.
Go. Give it another week, and then they
we
disappear.
We didn't even have to talk about it, did we?
Yeah.